Some type of kli used to scratch oneself with. So you shouldn't do that because it's ugla dechol, and it also can cause a person to get a cut or a wound. The Gemara says if it's a special one that was made for Shabbos, it's permitted. It's not considered ugla dechol. And based on this, the Shagura says there was a minhag for a girl to have a soft brush for the hair that was specifically made for Shabbos. That way it didn't look like a coil type of thing. It wasn't a coil. Even that, the soft brush is just made to make a little bit of order in her hairs. It shouldn't be all over the place. But to actually comb them out, that is also because combing process involved in removing or pulling out hairs. As brushing one's teeth with a brush on Shabbos, that's the yuchel of Shabbos, it's very problematic. Hairs problems that you can cause. If you have soft gums, it can cause bleeding. And it's also a shayla of schita from the bristles out. And using the toothpaste, if you're using the toothpaste, it's a problem of smearing the toothpaste, which could be a machit. Anyway, one should ask a shayla before attempting to do such a thing. Tip Dalit, lo yosek ragel b'shemen, u'mesorich ha-mino lo'anadu ha-chadosh ha-bnei sha'o mishrachet b'dom il-ibud. Processing hides is a maloch on Shabbos. If you do the classic treatments to the hide, whether it's by applying oil to it or by stretching it in different ways, that is also mishum processing hides, could be nisa deraisa. Over here, your foot is in the shoe, and then you put oil on your foot while it's in the shoe. And that is something that looks like processing. Ramos says that it's not a new shoe because it's only effective by a new shoe to soften up the shoe. But if you did it the other way around, you first put oil on his foot, and then after his foot that has oil in it, you put it into the shoe, that doesn't look like processing, even if it may have some type of effect. So you also smear your whole body with oil and roll on hides. It must be told by the case where you don't have enough oil that will actually process the hide. Even though it has a certain amount where it will give it a shine, then it is permitted. The Maisa, the Mishabu says, that we're talking about a case where a guy's body full of oil, he anointed himself, and then he's laying down on this piece of hide. It's all right, even though it may have some positive effect. If he's doing the kavana to have a positive effect on the hide, that's a problem, even if it's not to fully process it, even to give it a shine. Like we just said, it is only permitted if you are not in kavana to make some type of tikkun in the hide. So another thing is, if you put oil or something on your shoes to give it a darker color, that's another problem. Your problem of dyeing, of tzaveya. To have your shoes shined on the Shabbos, it's also, especially when they smear this black taste on the shoes, which is a mareach. He brings the Pesach Yisrael that if you want to a shoe shine on Shabbos, then you're not allowed to use those shoes till the amount of time that most of Shabbos it takes to have them shine. Taking off the hide of an animal is also a malocha, hefshit. Simen shin chof tes. Sif alef. Mishi yesh lemechish b'alem. A person has something that's causing him discomfort in his body. Minor aches and pains and itches. It doesn't affect him to the point that he has to be bedridden. He can still do his regular things just to feel some comfort from it. Also, they were great and refuah, that he may come to crush the different things, tablets that make the medicine. And therefore, when a person is not fully sick, he's not allowed to take any type of medicine. But if you're a Dana Yehudi, not even ask a goy to do any type of seizure for you. So the Mishagur brings down that if by the goy, even if it's a shvus, which when there's a serious need, there are certain times you permit shvus to shvus, telling a goy to do it, it's a drabonon, but over here it's the other way around. There were more machmir in the case of refuah, because a person may inadvertently involve him too much and crush the different materials that are needed to make a refuah. So that's it. It's a refuah, and once again, it's a person who's not fully sick yet. He's just feels in discomfort from whatever condition he has. Person has a life-threatening disease or condition, then it's a mitzvah to milchal Shabbos, even if it's a suffix of sakana, or suffix will deteriorate and cause sakana if he doesn't treat it today, then it's a mitzvah to melachos from on Shabbos. A person who is darish, he goes quickly to the melachos to save this person's life or prevent him from getting to a situation that he could be in life danger. It's the greatest mitzvah. And a person who is not so quick at it is running around to ask a shayla, then he can be possibly a shreifach domin. He can cause the death of the person. And the Yerushalmi says that if anybody asks a shayla about this, there's a problem with the rav. He should have made it very clear to his congregants that there's a chashash of kruach nefesh on Shabbos. It's the biggest mitzvah to do melachos to save his life.